Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum work. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirt. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I sat way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, and that squirrel got loose with total mid berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, thought it was hell, but the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls. Harv leaped to his feet, said, "Something's got a hold on me!" Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church, in that sleepy little giant of Pasadena, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, the Harv hit to out dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon, and Harv thought he had a weed eater loose, and he screwed the moon. Screw. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches, led unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet, said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As that squirrel mane lapsed inside her dress, she began to cry, and Linda confessed the sins make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention's when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names the day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 was raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications. We all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now, you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirt. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first upright church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the verse of Christ's church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.